I'm Petty Officer Zach Guth, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Naval Station Guantanamo Bay and the base Sapper program held a Sapper victim advocate training this past week. Petty Officer Natasha Chevalier Losada has more.
NSGB, CNIC, and the base Sapper program held a sexual assault prevention and response victim advocate training course. Attendees are provided education, skills, and resources to deliver high standard services directly to individuals who have experienced or been affected by sexual violence. Additionally, the curriculum will help Sapper VAs understand the various military and community resources that allow responders to work together and provide a coordinated response. Courtney Greiner, the base Sapper program coordinator, spoke more about the Sapper program.
The Sapper program focuses on preventing and responding to sexual assault. We aim at creating a safe environment where people feel safe reporting incidents that they have experienced. Our program really does aim to support victims in their recovery and help them regain a sense of control. If you'd like to join our team, please reach out to us at Fleet & Family at 4141.
Reporting for Radio Gitmo News, I'm Petty Officer Natasha Chevalier Losada.
And more news from around the fleet, the Department of the Navy released NAVMN-060 TAC-24 for enlisted applications to the United States Naval Academy Class of 2029. Candidates will need to be sailors and Marines who meet the specific criteria that includes being under 23 years of age as of July 1st, 2024. SAT scores from the last 2 years, no record of disciplinary action under Article 15 of the UCMJ, or conviction by civil court in the last 3 years. Outstanding fitness scores, and must not be married. The deadline for applications is the 31st of December, 2024. For more information on applications, visit mynavyhr.mil and read NAVADMIN060-TAC-24. That's all for this edition of Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Zach Guth.